Ascoltiamo adesso Mr. Proudfoot. Where is it? Hi. How do you say? EMEA? Oracle EMEA? EMEA? EMEA. Okay. It's up to you. Thanks so much.
Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to attend this event representing Oracle, and I bring with me Sergio Giacoletto's apologies that he could not be here himself, and I look forward to the discussion. I would just like to start by giving you a disclaimer. History is littered with examples of people much smarter than I who have attempted to forecast the future and failed. So I would like to limit my comments to what some would maybe say would be observations of the blindingly obvious. But I think in doing so, we can maybe, at least I can make a suggestion on some of the drivers and effects within the issue of cultural websites, on quality on websites, and maybe something about the direction of public organizations in the use of this technology. To start with the present, as you know, much has already been done. We are already past the stage where the presentation of large amounts of information has to be disorganized, outdated, irrelevant, or cannot be found. We've done this, the industry has done this, by developing portal capabilities that can provide personalized content, so access based on the interest or the role of the user. Comprehensive search capabilities that not only search web pages, but also file systems, databases, and other information sources. Content management and publishing tools that facilitate the organization and classification of information. And in terms of quality of websites, that's certainly, I believe, a key issue. But it's not just about having static or even dynamic information. It's about projecting access to applications through portlets, through application entries located in a portal. And that gives access to a whole plethora of applications. And in fact, is a key capability to creating a one-stop shop for all constituents, all the users of a system. We have already achieved spatial enablement and location-based services. We've already adopted multi-channel approaches. So taking the information from a portal and automatically putting that same information onto a wide range of devices, whether it's mobile phones, personal data assistants, or digital internet television. That's already done. The other thing also is to build in analytical capabilities within the portal. And the reason for that, I think, was alluded to at the beginning of our discussion today, and that is, how do we understand what our citizens... Now, let me change that word. How do we understand what our customers are doing with our portal? Whether it's citizens, employees, businesses, constituents of any kind, in terms of their portal use, we should think of them as customers. And the reason we should think that is because we're providing a service. So how do we do that? We have to analyze continually how they use that portal to understand what works, what doesn't, what's good and what's not so good. And that's the only way, I think, to continually achieve high quality. We already know we can scale to cover hundreds of thousands of hits per day, hundreds of thousands of content items. So all of the things I've said so far is what we can already do, what the industry can already provide and has provided. But what about the future? Well, I think that the future is really about the ubiquitous access to information. All types of information for all constituents, all users, personalized. They will decide how it's displayed, where it's displayed, when it's displayed. And that, I think, is the future. And so therefore, wherever we come from, whether it's industry, whether it's a public organization, we have to ask ourselves the question, Who is going to define our customers' expectations? What standards are they going to use to judge a cultural website in Italy against a commercial website in San Francisco, USA? Because as a user of information, I suggest they may not differentiate. The point I'm making is that customers' expectations are not just set by public organizations or by, forgive me, your direct competitors. I'd like to give you an example. I'm English and I live in England. Well, almost. I expect to have electronic access to my government. I expect it. Not because Tony Blair decided that that was a good idea, although he did. Not because the local government decided it was a good idea because they wanted to look good against other local governments, although they did. But what set my expectation was my bank. In my bank, I can access my bank account from anywhere I am in Europe using my little device here, anything that can run a browser. So all of a sudden, the bank is setting the information service expectations for government customers. I think it's a very good idea to really understand that paradigm, because that's exactly what's going to lead you to what you need to do to make quality count. What's going to happen, obviously, my statement of the blindingly obvious, is that content will get much richer. One way of looking at that is the competition's about to get much harder. Where we had discrete devices before, we'll have multifunction devices. And that just creates the opportunity for massive increases. I mean, we've already found within projects we've done that integrating collaboration tools like online learning, conferencing, voice services, and text fundamentally revolutionizes the way we access and use information. And the only thing that seems clear to me is that we're at the beginning of this journey, and the only thing that's absolutely certain and guaranteed, the only thing that will change in the future is the pace of our travel, which is inevitably going to speed up. Of course, we need flexible, interoperable, open standards information architectures. We need extensive security, not only to protect data and ensure authorized access, but also to protect intellectual property. What we've found in many public systems is the content that's provided to the system is a function of the protection that content's given once it's there. If you don't provide the protection, you don't get the content. And so, clearly, security is a major issue. The future will certainly present challenges and offer opportunities for public organizations to develop their economy by utilizing ICT. I don't see any reason why, and maybe this is a point for discussion, why public organizations can't do what many have already done and use ICT to directly, positively affect their economy by projecting their local businesses in concert with cultural information. And I think that many will go there. I could carry on for a long time, but I must have some discipline and respect my colleagues' excellent performance so far. I hope you gather from these comments that I believe that the future is full of potential, because I do. The cup is definitely more than half full rather than half empty, in my view. But potential is only valuable if it can be realized. That means execution, effective execution, minimizing the time and investment to deploy and realize initial returns. Some of the projects we've done are around Europe and, in fact, throughout the world, some in Italy, in Torino, in Denmark, in the city of New York. One of the things they've taught us is don't make too many assumptions about customer behavior. A project in Spain, which was purposely targeted at an area with very low take-up of information technology, and you might assume that the younger people would be the most aggressive users of that system. And in actual fact, there was very little, if any, difference between the younger people and the senior citizens. Once, two things happened. One, the senior citizens had an effective way to access the system, which wasn't totally foreign and they didn't feel uncomfortable with. The second was they saw some value. They can see when local groups are meeting. They can contact the library and order their books. Once they see the value, guess what? With a suitable interface, they're just as aggressive users as are the young. So I think we shouldn't make too many assumptions. I think we should measure what happens, and we should analyze key issues that keep people away from the system, especially those with low IT literacy and with other types of disability. Because if there's one difference between public services organizations and commerce, it's that you cannot do what Amazon.com do. You can't say, I'm Amazon.com, you want to buy a book, a CD, you do so on the internet. Public services can't do that. Social inclusion cannot be achieved by doing that. It has to be inclusive, it has to be open for everybody, and it has to provide an interface that they're comfortable with and that they can use in the way they want to use it, when they want to use it. Finally, I would make the point that execution is everything. It's not difficult to do great plans. It's not difficult to set aggressive targets and have wonderful strategies. But somebody once said, it certainly wasn't me, that the only justification for strategy is to support tactics. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Prudfoot.